from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
All right, here comes Mike to dunk on the Cowboys.
Not dunk. Did the preseason game go so bad that on ESPN right now they're showing highlights of the Packers destroying the Cowboys in the playoffs and they're already putting Bill Belichick as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys next year?
Because that's what Asante Samuel said. And every day, every evening, they're like, please, God, somebody just say something about the Cowboys. Like, you just, you could, if you're a former player or coach, that'd be great. If you're even kind of connected to the NFL, that'll work just fine. Please say something about the Cowboys. And he did. He's like, I think Bill Belichick is going to coach the Cowboys next year. And they were like, yes, we got a bunch of segments taken care of.
So that is still one of my questions. I think I've asked you this, Kevin. Is that going to be over Bill Mike McCarthy's head all season long?
See, I think it's
already, it's the first preseason game and it's being brought up.
But I also think that would be the case if he had like 2 or 3 years left on his deal. I think this exact same conversation is happening. I don't think it's
Sean Payton?
I mean, because he's doing so great.
Yeah, but Jerry could go get him. You know, he could just go trade picks
because he's
him.
The same as Mike McCarthy.
I just came up with Mike likes it. I've been thinking about this for a while.
Nice.
Mike likes it.
40
yes. At 12:45, I'm going to tell you who I think the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys will be next year.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Can you just talk about the Dirk thing instead?
No. I think that this will be, I'm going to tell you something. I think
I'm
you guys
in on
will
this
be entertained
content.
By this.
And okay.
And I think that there is a strong possibility of this, and nobody has brought this up. Literally, I will be the first person to bring this up, I think. Unless
Ooh, I think I know what it is.
Okay.
I
there you go. Because I've told you before
what
I think, who I think the next head coach will be. But it's 12:45. And I do think that this is a strong possibility.
Is he suggesting that Tom Landry has been frozen all this time?
I can't say until 12:45. I know the answer.
That's my guess.
But I can't say
that's my guess
one way or another. Let's go to cut number one. And hey, the offense did some stuff.
Now Lance in. Cooper back to throw. Deep ball left. Jalen Brooks at the 15-yard line. One-on-one coverage by Cameron McCutcheon, a rookie, and Jalen Brooks with a big play. And that's 43 yards and a first down.
43 yards right there. Now, if you cared, which maybe you do, the Cowboys lost to the Rams 13-12 in the preseason opener. They have not won a preseason opener since 2017.
When was the last time they scored a touchdown in the preseason?
Hey, Brandon Aubrey looks good.
That was expected, Kevin.
Eric Scott got an interception. Jalen Brooks made that big catch right there.
Brandon Aubrey should get the Brian Anger treatment next
How did
week.
We punt?
He didn't punt. Brian Anger decided to take the week off.
We went for it on fourth down every time?
Oh, no. Tommy Townsend was kicking the mess
Tommy
out
Townsend
of that ball.
Yeah. The guy. But we did go for it a few times on fourth down. That is true.
So my question, and I feel like Corey is not going to feel great about this. Cowboys, if any, earned a spot on the roster thanks to their preseason performance against the Rams? And this is, of course, Cowboys who you didn't already think were
okay,
on the roster.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, Cooper Beebe was really good. But I already considered him on the roster. Okay, all right. So these are guys that you that weren't probably on the roster for
Eric
you.
Eric Scott got an interception.
Eric Scott. He also got picked on a little bit and had the dumb play where he had the penalty for hitting somebody out of bounds. Stetson Bennett went after him a few different times and was successful there. He wasn't as sticky as I wanted him to be, but he was physical, and then he did get the interception. That's one of those questions where I'm like, okay, was that good? Because that's a very competitive position. Like Butler. Butler had to play down the sideline. It was the kind of the Jalen Brooks 43-yard play that we saw too, where I thought it was a pass interference. They didn't call it. He got his hand right over the shoulder, right underneath the neck, and made a good play there. There was some really good play from the cornerbacks in this game. So I thought that there were a lot. I don't think anything was resolved in the backup cornerback area for me, Kevin, because I think everybody was pretty good.
Were you fascinated at all to see our guy T-Billy on the kick returns? Because, look, we've been advocating for him making the team. I understand from a numbers point of view, it could be tough for him to make the team outright as a wide receiver. Did that pique your interest at all? You're like, hey, maybe this is the way he figures it out.
Before we answer that, I did watch the first half.
Okay. Well, what did you think?
Here's my question based off of what you just said about T-Billy. Do you think the majority of teams are just going to kick it out of bounds or kick it through the end zone and just start at the 30?
Fascinating. Yeah, I have a lot of questions about it because...
But that's what... When I saw the first half, I know that's not answering your question, but it feels like maybe teams are just going to be like, we're not going to try to hit it in this zone. We're just going to start on the 30.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Chiefs are still figuring out. Please tell me you saw that.
No, I did not. I know the Chiefs and Jags.
They like kind of grabbed the ball at the one and then took a knee, but he was in the end zone, and so it was a safety. Oh, and awesome. So, like, not everybody's gotten the rules figured out.
My Duncanville guy, I think Barry Foster, by accident in the early 1990s, he went to Arkansas. I remember asking Stephen Jones about him as a teammate. He's like, Arkansas's best player. He's like, I don't even remember who I'm talking. I was like, were you even on the team in Arkansas? Like, Barry Foster was your best player. Barry Foster forgot the rules and thought it was more like a punt and it was a kickoff and let the ball roll into the end zone and thought like, well, it's a touchback, like a punt, except the other team went down and got the ball and they're like, touchdown other team.
I saw...
Go ahead.
Just as long... Hey, hold on. One more thing, Corey. I was at a Fort Worth Nolan John Paul II game once and it was like 42-0 in this John Paul player.
Because John Paul was up so much?
No.
All right.
And this John Paul player fielded a kickoff at the 5, saw there was no blocking for him. He backed up into the end zone and took a knee, which is obviously a safety. And then they threw a flag and said Fort Worth Nolan was offsides in the kickoff. And I was like, what? That was like 15 seconds ago.
Dude, that's
they had to bail that kid out.
It's also how I felt at the end of the first half. I was like, come on, just end this first half, please. T-Billy, yes, Kevin, but I also was sad that I didn't see him enough in the, like,
fair,
getting actual offensive snaps.
Fair.
But I feel like maybe they were like, look, we got this Brooks kid that we drafted that was been on our practice squad that we wanted to see how he does. We got Cropper doing well, so we want to see how he does. Maybe it just wasn't available to him. Maybe they were like, Trey Lance, who are the dudes that you trust? And then we're going to give you an opportunity to work with these guys the most, even if you're not going to throw to them and you're barely going to get the ball to Rico Dowdle out of bounds over here or Malik Davis. But it was, I felt like I wanted to see more of him in the offense. Maybe that'll happen next week.
Is it weird? And maybe it's because you gave up something for him. Maybe it's the position. Is it weird at a time where we're like, man, you're going to maybe get rid of some players you really like, that it feels like Trey Lance is on the team no matter what? As your third quarterback?
Yeah, it is weird that you're basically like developing a quarterback in real time who's had a chance, was a first round pick. But like, well, that's always been said. Those guys will continue to get those opportunities because of where they were picked, because somebody saw something in them. Jerry Jones says this all the time, doesn't he?
Sure.
If you've seen them do it once,
they can do it again.
And they have a history of taking former first-round picks and using them and getting them to something. I think, Kevin, honestly, what Trey Lance did or did not do on Sunday was probably the best thing for him.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
It was neutral.
Okay.
It was nothing flashy, and if it was flashy, what would we be arguing about today? Hey, man, he looked really good. And then people would go, it's a preseason game against third stringers. And so there's no controversy there. He didn't make any like real poor mistakes where he threw lots of interceptions or anything. He was just a mid-quarterback that still has work to do. He looks like he's a training camp quarterback.
He didn't throw the ball very far either.
He didn't. I don't know why he didn't uncork it. He never did uncork it and let it go, and I was kind of upset about that because he's got a big arm. Even when he had the chance, Mike McCarthy was like, just throw the ball down the field.
Yeah,
just
who cares?
Hail Mary right here, just throw it down the field. He was like, check down, baby. And I was like, I don't know, man. So, yeah, I would like to see a little more of that.
The old Alex Smith game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Maybe he can run for 65 yards for the touchdown.
What about the first play of the game? Rico, like for 8 yards.
That was good.
Running game solved.
I'm not lying. Rico Dowdle looked pretty good.
I'm sorry.
He looked pretty good on his carries.
Negative Bassick on the Cowboys again. One less yard.
Who was that? That was right behind. That was right up Brock Hoffman's backside, too. So what?
Hey.
What? How else are you supposed to say that? He went. He found a hole, but he also was following up the middle on that run. So that was nice.
I don't like it.
I think you made it worse.
I forgot how little Malik Davis is. Is that his name? The number 34?
Yes.
He looks like when we were running those two guys, and I get Zeke's going to be the main running back carrying the ball 15 to 20 times a game. But when those two guys were running, I was like, oh crap, they're smaller than what I remember. Which I don't know if that does that mean anything? Maybe no. They're not obviously as small as Deuce. But like I was like, oh, they're like little backs, huh?
And you know what's concerning to me is what people think is going to fix this, because I was talking with somebody, a couple of people at FanBowl, and they're like, no, I heard they're about to get Dalvin Cook. And I'm like, okay, Dalvin Cook was not good last year. If you're like, trust me though.
Adrian Peterson still available?
He's going back, probably.
Could you imagine if we had Adrian Peterson and Zeke Elliott as our 1-2 combination?
I'm not going to lie. I would be oddly intrigued to see how that would go. I know in my heart of hearts it would go poorly, but I would kind of want to see it.
Let's do it.
Did you feel good about the defense? Because on one hand, if we're like, oh, the offense looked bad, it's a preseason game. Did you feel good about the defense, though? Because you're like, I know it's a preseason game, but man, the defense looked good.
Yes. There were things I liked about the defense and things I also did not like about the defense. Behind Marshawn Nealon and DeMarcus Lawrence, I don't know if we have any defensive ends that I trust right now. There was zero pass rush
throughout
pretty much the entire game. Now, whether or not that's by design or what, who knows? But I like Nealand. I thought he was pretty good. I thought Mozzie had a pretty decent game too. Chauncey Golston, Kevin's favorite player, looks really like he's excited to be out there and play.
That might be the difference for him.
DeMarvion Overshown gave us exactly what he gave us in the preseason last year. And so, and you know, Clark was flying to the ball too. I thought the defense, the way that this defense is going to be constructed, very sound within its scheme. Go do your job. It's going to be a pretty good defense whenever all the rest of the talent's out there too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.